And at 12:08 on our Monday edition, Kieran Manning had quite a successful weekend with a couple of winners out at Tabcorp Park Friday night, but also the performance of Mr. Mojito up in grade in the Blacks of Fake Queensland Championship. She must have been wrapped with the way that he finished as well. How are you, Kieran?
I'm good, Nadia, thank you.
You must have been really happy with the way that Mr. Mojito lined up against that company on Saturday night.
Yeah, he did. He went really, really well. Really pleased with his running. His quarter up the back was probably 26 quarter, and he sort of had to get a little bit tired, but to his credit, he really fought on. He didn't get beat that far at all, really.
No, he wasn't beaten far against, as we know, some of the best horses in the land. Look, what else do you have planned for him now?
Comes along, the free-for-all's coming up, and, you know, sort of on a little bit of a tough mark here in M3, so it makes it tough to find suitable races, but, look, he's sort of, you know, he ran against probably some of the better horses around the other night and was sort of acquitted himself really well, so he sort of gives you good hope that he could run in races sort of maybe like the Victoria Cup and that sort of thing. So, you know, it time will tell, but certainly he's probably needs to run a little bit too the other night, and the wet track probably made it a bit tougher too out wide. It was pretty sloppy by that time and really hard to see where you were going, actually. So ended up a bit wider than I was anticipating, but look, the horse's credit, he went really well.
Exactly. Well, let's talk a little bit about what happened Friday night, because you had a great night out at Tabcorp Park, Melton. First of all, Amaretto, we know she's a mare with very good talent, but it was the dominance of her win which I think surprised many. She just absolutely put pay to a pretty handy field and was very impressive taking out the Group 3 race.
Yeah, she was, wasn't she? It's sort of a little bit fun when you can win like that. It doesn't happen too often nowadays, and She sort of had the race run to suit earlier. They went pretty solid, and I got a pretty good trail up at the 800. So she sort of was entitled to run on like she did. But you know, she was very powerful in the straight. She sprinted really hard around the bend and sort of left them standing and sort of went to the line quite well under her own steam. So look, she's certainly still improving a little bit yet too. So you know, we're very excited about her.
I bet you are. Look, what's on the agenda for her now?
I've popped her in the M1 and 2 heats this week. I sort of waited to see how she pulled up, and she seemed to pull up really well. And, you know, there's a $30,000 final with that race, so hopefully she could acquit herself well in that. It's obviously getting harder for her now as she gets up in grey, but look, she's certainly on the up, and while she's going well, we'll just keep sending her around.
Why wouldn't you? Look, it was a very good win. Look, it's better to win, was able to win for you as well, and what was a tough finish with not much between first and second over the line. What did you think of his performance?
Yeah, really, really good. He's got a big head, which helped him on the line. He's the only one by head, but he's a big dopey thing. You know, he is a nice horse, and once you wind him up, he certainly can move those heavy-looking legs quite quickly. So he certainly done a good job the other night to come from the draw he came from over the mile and to win. So I've popped him in the M1 and 2 heats again this week, and hopefully he can do it again. But look, he's sort of a horse that the longer distances suit, and the cup sort of races will sort of be more his go.
Exactly. You also had Motu Meteor go around in the Queensland Derby as well, and he wasn't beaten far.
No, he wasn't either. He probably got crossed early. He came out good, but quick one crossed him and then galloped on the first turn in front of me, and I was a little bit lucky to miss that and managed to get off and get back into a pretty good spot. But look, ended up three fence, which was sort of tough to win from when two good ones are in front of you. So I thought his run was really good on the line. He was still getting to the line really strong, and again, he's probably a little bit short on race fitness because he's only his second run up from a spell. So look, he is a nice horse, and again, some nicer races for him coming up, hopefully, in the future.
You must be really wrapped with the way that your stable is going at the moment. You've got some promising horses in your care.
Yeah, I have, yeah. They're all sort of racing quite well. It's nice when they do that, because it doesn't always happen, and you've got to enjoy it while it lasts.
Exactly. So much can happen. Good on you, Kieran. Good congratulations on the weekend.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks.